First of all, I want to say hi to everyone. Secondly, I want to thank you who have stood with us, who have stayed with us through this whole election cycle, praying, interceding that God's will would come to be in this nation. And I want to make sure that none of you feel in any way discouraged or like God gave a deaf ear to our prayers. That just simply is not the case. I have some things on my mind that I just want to share briefly, and then we can go into prayer. Let's ask ourselves, what does this election tell us? Both the great to hear and the difficult to hear. I personally jotted down a few things that were on my mind when I wrote that question. And that is, number one, America's safety is in God's hands. To think about the agenda of the Democratic Party, it's really hard to know that they could have won in any area of the election. We just so badly want that agenda out of this country. That is important for us to keep in mind is that the voter voice tells us the condition the country is in. If people have moral character, moral strength, moral vision for America, they're going to vote with those who bear the same hopes, dreams, and desires for America. If they're wanting to be able to get away with things, to have a weaker moral objective in government, then they're going to vote for those that are going to provide what they're hoping to achieve. And then we have those who are simply going to vote along party lines because that seems like the thing they have to do. But what God is thinking about is how he is going to ultimately turn America's head back to him. And these elections tell us that what is needed more than anything else is prayer. We have been praying, but more prayer is needed. When the areas that need to be resolved before the throne are finally resolved, we will have the kind of elections that conservative Christians are looking for. It just can't happen. The Lord says that the king's heart is in his hands to direct it any way that he will. And if that's true of a king, it's also true of people that are elected into various places in government and the judicial system. Thankfully, because we have the Senate, it's very possible, very probable, that any more of the Supreme Court justices that President Trump would nominate will be agreed upon. But we still need God's heart, his hand, directing these kings in the spirit realm. When a person is practiced in government, they have learned government they are considered kings. Well, the Bible actually tells us that all believers are considered kings, but the more responsibility you bear, the higher your kingship goes. And so when they're put into places of government, they're going to have a kingship under which to work. And if it's moral, conservative, if it's something that espouses God's hope for America, then they're going to be ruling and reigning literally as a kind of king, according to the kingdom of God. So we need to pray for these people in this arm of government, Congress, the judicial system, the presidency, and for his cabinet, that God's will move forward. When I joined the call on Monday and prayed, during my prayer time, my prayer switched. And the reason it switched is because I felt like a switching. You know, when you see multiple train tracks, you will sometimes see junctures where a train will turn from one track onto another, and there's a switch that is pulled, whether by man or whether by switch, automatically, to enable this train to go in the other direction. And so in the same way, I felt this realigning of my heart. I felt a switch. I don't know what else to call it. Suddenly take place in my heart. And so I was praying when this happened, and I thought, we are still praying according to what we feel is or would normally actually be God's will. But somehow, we're not hearing him quite as well as we need to, because there is going to be a surprising switch. How big it was going to be, I didn't know. I didn't know if that meant that the leaning on the House was going to go Democrat, whether we would even, heaven forbid, see it in the Senate. I just didn't know. And I didn't know how big the switch was going to be. So what I began to pray at that time, at that moment, is, Lord, help us to pray your will, and help us to understand your will, even if it is different than what we think it would be. And I'm thinking in my head, everyone's going to think I'm praying a really negative prayer. But yet I felt that switch. And I felt like I wasn't supposed to pray against it. I was supposed to pray God's will into it. So I don't know all the reasons that he did what he did, whether he provoked or whether he simply allowed. I don't know, but I do know that he has some messages for the church. And that is, America's safety is in God's hands. Number two, Trump will accomplish the major goals, regardless of what we have in office at this time. It's not going to stop God from moving if the church will continue its prayer. Number three, God has raised up some enemies that they will be brought down before the Christian base. These enemies have been raised up. They're roaring. They're yelling. They're screaming. They're accusing. They're showing their colors, aren't they? And there will be more. That same work that God is doing in existing government workers is going to touch those who enter into office. So what we really need to pray is that God is going to continue to reveal truth, that he will continue to remove compromise from our government officials. And if he cannot remove compromise from their hearts, I'm talking about illegal compromise, not the compromise that is legal and works for the justice of a better system. I'm talking about illegal compromises, even people being paid under the table, like so many of the leaders are. We want God to reveal truth. We want him to remove the compromise, the illegal compromise from the hearts of our government leaders. Those that are lifting themselves up, raising themselves up to bring harm. We have, I don't know what happened in California. I've personally have been able to find very little of actually what happened yesterday. And John has been very kind to keep me up to date with the things that he has known. But I don't know what happened in California. Is Ricky on the phone? And Newsom, what happened with Newsom? Did he?
It shows that Newsom is ahead, but only 65% is in, but it shows that he is, they're declaring that he is the winner. Yeah, he's got over a million more votes.
Okay, what about Jerry Brown?
Mom, I mean, I'm on him. Oh, he's out. He wasn't running. It was Newsom and Cox, and Newsom won.
Okay,
unfortunately.
So did he win for the governorship?
Yes.
Oh, that is terrible.
It's
now,
very terrible.
I want to tell
and
you.
And Feinstein about is also in.
You are kidding me.
No.
They know that she is.
But that's temporary.
She's a traitor. Yeah.
That's temporary until the indictments come out.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're investigating the Kavanaugh thing also.
Okay. Good. So, Newsom. Let me just tell you that, you know, there's a lot I don't know about Newsom because I have not been, you know, with my nose to the ground during his time with Jerry Brown. But when he was still mayor of San Francisco, now I don't want you guys to be afraid. I just want you to cover your hearts with faith and know that there's a reason why the Lord allowed this to happen. I had just gotten off the phone from several of the team members. We were having a conversation wherein I didn't need all the team numbers, just maybe two or three. And when the conversation came to an end, I sat down and began to pray. And the next thing I know, I feel someone in my room. I open my eyes and I look up. And who's in my room? Newsom. I didn't even know this guy. I'd never seen him before because until this year, I have not been one that has kept up with world news, not even national news. But I know that God has got us in transition right now, so I've tried to be more attentive to what is going on. But here he is in my room. I looked at him. I thought, I don't know this man. But he was dressed like Count Dracula. And I thought, why is he here in my room? And why is he dressed like that? Well, the minute those thoughts went through my mind, I saw a floor that the tiles were white and black and white and black, which is very significant of, at the very least, Freemason places where they have their government set up and their sacrifices set up. And in this room was an altar. There's so much. I'm really trying to hear the Holy Spirit, what I can share with you and what I can't. But there was an altar. I saw different things being put on that altar. Until at last, there were human sacrifices on that altar. This was a series of visions. I don't want to bore you, but anyway, this man was standing, the man that was in front of me was standing next to that altar. I'm not saying that he was there through all the sacrifices or that he wasn't. I'm just saying that's where he was positioned when I saw him. And money was handed to him, but it was all in the form of gold coins, gold and silver coins. It wasn't in paper money. And there were a few bags of it. And somehow I felt like this money was going to help him accomplish the will of people who were serving the dark side. And so I became very concerned, and all of this came in a flash while this man was still standing in front of me. And I said to him, "Who are you?" And before he could answer me, the Lord answered me and said to me, "He is the mayor of San Francisco." And I thought, he's robed like this, and he's in California politics. So I talked to one of our major intercessors who was a Canadian. She and I were very close, and we often saw the same, you know, when she was with us, saw the same things, or we would even be taken to the same place at the same time. And so there was a spiritual link there that was very, very positive. And I told her what I saw. And at any rate, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. At any rate, the man, I told him, you know, I rebuked him in the name of Jesus and told him to get out of my home. And he just popped out like he had popped in. Then I talked to the lady that I'm telling you about in Canada, told her what I saw, what the man looked like, And the only thing I knew to tell her was that I'm pretty sure he's a mayor of San Francisco, because that's what it felt like the Holy Spirit told me. I would know him in a minute if I saw a picture of him. And if the Lord speaks to you, if you go into prayer and the Lord speaks to you, we've got to figure out if we can hear the Lord on how to stop his ascent. Long story short, she found some information in the internet so that things were confirmed. I found some information when I saw him in a picture. Instead of having his hair like he normally would wear it, and I only say that because I only found one picture with his hair like it was when he appeared in my home. He had, you know, more like a Count Dracula type of hairdo when he appeared to me. And over a very brief period of time, the Lord began to speak to us, showing us the same things, helping us to understand the necessity of praying that this man would not reach his goal. And the Lord told me his goal is to become president. That's where he wants to go. So I really want to encourage the intercessors to pray that God will stop him in his ascent and any who are like him. Because I'm telling you that moving across this country, there are more and more leaders that are Luciferians and finding their way into important government positions. So please begin to pray that God will stop Newsom. We're not asking for his harm, just that God would illuminate his understanding as to how wrong what he's doing is, and for God to stop him in his tracks in respect to any more government positions. And likewise, anyone else that is trying to position themselves to the most critical government positions but are Luciferian or Satanist in this nation. Okay, so I hope you were able to write that the major points of that down. So God is in the process right now of raising up our enemies so that we can identify them. And God will defeat them before us because he really is taking a hold of this nation for redemption. Number four, from intercessors, God's greatest need is prayer. We do need Christians in government. We need Christian leaders that cannot be purchased with corruption. We want to know who the corrupt ones are so that we can pray them out of office. It is our prayer, our repentance, and our warfare that is so critically needed. We wouldn't be where we are right now if God had not moved a level of his judgment off the shoulders of America. So it shows that we're making headway, and we've made really great headway. And, you know, starting with the 2016 election. But I don't want you to look at this as being a horrendous loss. Pray those who are in the house that they will come into salvation and the light and the truth of the things that they need to know to do what they need to do on behalf of this nation. I honestly don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. If they're willing to hear the voice of God and willing to do what needs to be done, that is the important thing. So, as I was saying, point five is that prayer has given us the victories of 2018 and 2016. But Miley, I remind you that there has been somewhat of a diminishing on one hand, but a strengthening on the other. This tells us that God needs more intercession, more repentance for the nation, so that he can give us every victory that we could possibly need to overturn things. In this next 2 years, things are going to happen because of this election that are going to surprise us. And the scripture that God quickened to me was, things are going to happen the likes of which, if we were told, we would not be able to believe it. And so these are the kinds of things that are going to happen in the next 2 years that will greatly impact the 2020 elections. But it's all predicated on the continuation of the intercessors in their prayer battle for this nation. We are having our December gathering up here in the Seattle area. I really want to encourage you to do everything you can to come and be with us, because what we need is to see reformation lifted to the next level, and to see revival so that God can touch the government leaders. I've seen visions of this, I promise you, that he touched government leaders, and he touched so many of them that we had a whole different dynamic going on in the governmental arena. So don't consider this to be the kind of loss that people would look at from a soulish perspective, but rather that it's just an invitation for us to go deeper, go higher, go broader with our prayers, and be more determined than ever that America is going to be ready for God in time for the 2020 election. Okay, so let's pray, and then I'll stop and turn things over to John. And again, I bless you. I thank you. I just don't know how to tell you how meaningful it is to me that you prayed yesterday. I was up to almost 2 o'clock this morning praying, and started praying as soon as I woke up this morning. I really want to hear from the Lord. I want to know exactly what we need to do in the work we're doing to enable America to meet God's destiny by 2020. Let us pray. Father, You are great. You are holy. You are worthy. I don't know how. I don't know what you're going to do, but somehow this election going the way it did has triggered something in your heart. And according to the vision I just saw, the Son of Righteousness is going to arise with healing in his wings for this nation. But we had to go through this porthole to be prepared for his arrival. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for everything that is going to happen in America for the days ahead. We thank you that you're giving us strong people and you're protecting the ones that you do give us. I know one prophet wrote on his I don't know if it's his website or whose it was, but that you had already brought down the spirit of assassination against Trump. So his life was no longer in danger. But Lord, I know that that is not accurate. That was a supposition, but not accurate. His life is in as much danger as it has been from the beginning of this tour, of this program, this season. And as intercessors, we must keep up our prayers of protection around about him. And we thank you for doing that, Lord. And I thank you that this wall of protection that you put round about him is going to have in it, placed in it by you, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, prudence, and the fear of the Lord, that his counselors and his protectors will be born of the Spirit, hearing the wisdom of God, knowing and understanding the counsel of God. Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you for your protection over his family, his entire family, and his administration, those that are fighting for his, and I believe, your agenda for this nation. Lord, that they will be protected. And we thank you for revealing every secret and hidden thing that will expose the traitors of this nation, people who are destroying and have set out to destroy America, those who are in the process of rising up for the purpose of going into higher levels of government. We, Lord, we thank you for your protection around them. And if they're from the dark side, that you will stop their ascent and that you will reason with them. And if they can be cured of their darkness, if they can be changed in their understanding, if they can be illuminated into the knowledge of Christ, that this will be next on your agenda. We thank you, Father, for the good things that you're doing. We thank you for the way that you're preparing your church to experience what you are so longing to give. I believe next year is going to be a really great year for the church. I believe you've shown me that. But while we are enjoying the great things you're going to do, let us not forget to keep praying for your perfect will to be accomplished in the preparation of the 2020 election. Keep President Trump in faith, and therefore all those around him in faith. Keep him in faith. Keep his heart strong and stalwart. Lord, you yourself showed me in a vision that he does get so very discouraged at times. It hurts him the way they want to turn every good thing into something evil. And sometimes he's so overwhelmed with it, he doesn't know what to do. And just yesterday, that was finally confirmed that that is exactly what he goes through. So we're asking you that you will keep his faith strong, that you will keep feeding him light as he is able to receive it, that you will keep the mantles that you placed upon him, keep them ever growing, so that he can accomplish more and more. Give him favor, even in the house. Help him to promote the things that you want to do in such a way that even the more conservative members of the Democratic Party will have a need, a tendency, a diligence to support Trump's agenda. Help him, give him the spirit of favor, and help him gain friends in important places so that he can get more done. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for every brilliant person you've called to walk with him, including his son-in-law. Lord, that Trump will feel confident in their counsel. He'll know when he's hearing the voice of God through their mouths, and that he will have an understanding heart to know how to walk out what needs to be done. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you that you will raise up the confidence and the joy in the church to keep pressing in and pressing through, and bless them for the sacrifices they've made for this past election. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with courage and confidence, with understanding, with a determination that they're not going to quit until we spill over into the ocean of God's favor. And we see the fruits, the rewards of our sacrifices. We thank you for that, Father. And bless my team, Lord Jesus, that they will feel the grace of God upon them, that they will be more ready for what is required of us this year in preparation for 2020 than they were yesterday. I just thank you for doing that for them. I pray a blessing over everyone who is on the line this morning, Lord, that they will hear your voice, know your will, understand how to do it, and have the grace to be what you've called them to be for the kingdom and for America. We praise you, our Holy Father. You are greatly exalted. There is none like you in all the earth. We look to you and our faces are radiant. We look to you as a maiden looks to her mistress. We look to you, Lord, as a servant looks to his master. We look to you. We know that you are our stay. You are our wisdom. You are the grace we need to accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished for this nation. In your precious name. Amen. Okay, John.
Amen. Thank you, Nita. Thank you so much. Amen. 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 We're standing in faith, just believing that God is our trust. Amen. That his ways are higher than our ways, and we know that without faith it's impossible to please him. So we just choose to stand in faith and in trust with God, what he is doing. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that our trust in you is well put, Lord, that we can be confident in you. Know, O Lord, that you are working good. Thank you for the words that Nita brought forth. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have. Thank you, Father, that we can be assured that that through you we have the victory going forward, that you will bring things into perspective, and that you will cause things to work together for good, because we love you and we are called according to your purpose, and President Trump loves you and is called according to your purposes. Amen. Amen.
John.
Yes.
John, I have one more thing that I forgot to share. It'll only take me about 2 minutes. There was corruption in this election. I don't know if things would have changed that much if the corruption had already been exposed. I don't know. All I know is that there was some corruption in this election. Although we're trying to deal with that kind of stuff so that we don't have to have, the failures of lies, it's still, there is a way for things to happen we would not have to happen. And so I want to ask you, please, every day, just start thanking God for exposing the corruption, how it's getting through, what they're trying to do, so that the elections will be honest. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And we are praying too. Amen. Amen. That's, we don't know what, even some things can be turned around in different ways that we're not even aware of. If they find this corruption that Nita's talking about, there's things set in place now with the Department of Homeland Security, and we don't know what's going on and behind the scenes. We can pray for God's will to be done and against the corruption, and he's in charge. Amen. Amen. Did you have anything else, Nita?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your encouragement and your prayer. And amen. Amen.
And thank you, John. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We really respect you and honor you.
Thank you.